Good morning. It is Tuesday, September 12, 2006, at approximately 9:30 a.m. We are here in Pier, State Capitol Building, Room 412. This is the time and place for the South Dakota Public Utilities Commission meeting. My name is Bob Sarr. I'm chairman of the commission, and with me here in Pier are my fellow commissioners, Gary Hansen and Dusty Johnson. I'm going to go through the roll call of people that have indicated they will be on the telephone line. Brian Iverson.
Here, Mr. Chairman, and I've also got Jackie
Brian.
With me.
Colleen Siebold?
Yes, I'm here, Mr. Chairman.
0 for 2. Jim Kramer? I think we'll double-check to make sure the phone line is operational. Brian Iverson?
Here, Mr. Chairman. I've got Jackie Sargent with me.
Excellent. Thank you. Colleen Siebold?
Yes, I'm here, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Jim Kramer? Jim Kramer? Is anyone online from James Valley? And I'll check back later. Talbot Wysorek?
I'm here, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Steve Otto?
Yes, I'm here.
Larry Rohrer? Larry, on the line, it indicates that you are on the line to test the lines. Maybe that's a bad sign. I'm not sure. Susie Rao?
Here.
Good morning, Susie.
Jay
Decker and Jay Morris, or Jeff Decker, excuse me, Jeff.
Yes, we're here, Mr. Chairman.
Meredith Moore.
Present, Mr. Chairman.
Andy Grossvener. Grossvener.
Hey, sir. I'm here.
And how do you pronounce your last name again?
Grosvener.
Grosvener. I know I've asked that before. And Rayanne Kelch.
I'm here, Mr. Chairman.
All right, and I'll go back to the ones we missed. Jim Kramer and Larry Rohrer. All right, we'll keep our ears open for Mr. Kramer joining us. First item on the agenda of the commission meeting is consumer reports, status report on consumer utility inquiries and complaints received by the commission. Ms. Gregg.
Thank you, Chairman, sir. The commission has received a total of 112 contacts since the last report was prepared for the August 23, 2006 commission meeting. 20 of the contacts involved telecommunications, 26 involved electrical services, 10 involved natural gas, 22 involved cellular phone service, and 12 contacts related to the Do Not Call registry, and 22 contacts related to issues not regulated by the PUC. And 1,420 of the 1,695 complaints received in 2006 have been resolved, and 1,674 of the 1,885 complaints received in 2005 have been resolved. And just on a note, at the State Fair, we did register 191 residential telephone numbers to the Do Not Call registry and verified 59 numbers for people who came up and weren't sure if they were registered or not. So.
Excellent. So over the course of the fairs, I think you probably got several hundred.
There was 190 between the others, about 400 numbers registered.
Great. Thank
you. Not call.
Any question or comments from commissioners? If not, next on the agenda is electricity, number 1, EL06014, in the matter of the petition for electrical service by Dakota Vinyl Extrusions, Inc., to have Northwestern Corporation doing business as Northwestern Energy, assigned as its electric provider in the service area of Coddington-Clark Electric Cooperative, Inc. And the question today is, shall the commission dismiss and close the docket? Mr. Kennecke, good morning.
Good morning, commissioners and staff. Brett Kennecke, I'm a lawyer from Pier. I represent Northwestern Energy in the docket you just referenced. I do not represent the Dakota Vinyl people. They're represented by John Archer, but I can confirm that they are intending to move their project to Madison, South Dakota, and that the docket appears like it can be dismissed. So we would join in that request. As I understand, it was made to General Counsel orally. We would join in that request as well.
Thank you. Any of the other parties care to comment? Ms. Rogers, good morning.
My name is Darla Rogers. I represent SDREA and also Coddington Clark. We had intervened on behalf of both SDREA and Coddington Clark in this docket, and I would just advise the commission we have no objection to you closing the docket.
Thank you. Any comments from staff?
Good morning. Yes, thank you. I spoke to Mr. Archer this morning, and he confirmed that there is, as well as no need for hearing, as stated in his letter, that we may dismiss the matter.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from commissioners?
Second motion.
Motion passes. Next, under electricity, is EL06019 in the matter of the application of Black Hills Power, Inc. for authority to increase rates for electric service. And the question today is, shall the commission grant the withdrawal of intervention to the City of Gillette? Is anyone here on behalf of the City of Gillette? Good morning.
Good morning.
Again.
Again, Darla Rogers, and I'm here representing the City of Gillette. The city initially had decided that they wanted to intervene in this docket and have had second thoughts subsequently. We've discussed this with staff, and that's the reason for our petition to withdraw. So we would ask that you would grant our petition to withdraw intervention this morning. Thank you.
Thank you. Any comments from staff?
Staff would concur and ask that the matter be the intervention be dismissed.
Dismiss the whole thing if you want to. All right. Any questions or comments or motions from commissioners?
I'll move the commission to grant the withdrawal of intervention to the City of Gillette.
I'll second.
Motion passes. Next is telecommunications. First item is TC06064 in the matter of the filing for approval of wireline adoption interconnection agreement between Quest Corporation and Transnational Communications International, Inc. And the question today is, shall the commission approve the agreement? Are we going to go to staff first or Quest first on this one?
This is Kara Van Bakken from staff. Staff does recommend approval. The agreement was properly filed, executed, doesn't appear to contain any discriminatory language. No comments were filed, and therefore we recommend approval.
Thank you. And with that, I guess I will anticipate that Quest will not want to make any comments, but Colleen?
No, we have no comments.
Excellent. I will move that the commission approve the agreement.
Second.
Concur. Next item, number two, in the matter of the filing of agreement of amendments, excuse me, to agreements in dockets TC06065, 145, 149, 150. And the question today is, shall the commission approve the above amendments to the agreements?
Again, this is Kara Van Bakken for staff. And again, staff does recommend approval. The amendments were properly filed and executed, do not appear to contain any discriminatory language. No comments were filed. Therefore, staff recommends approval.
Thank you. Any comments from Quest or any of the parties to the contracts?
Quest has no comments.
Thank you. Any questions from the commissioners? I will move that the commission approve the amendments to those agreements.
Sorry. I concur.
Next on the agenda, I'm going to look to our attorneys. Do we want to go to number three, or do we want to skip ahead to four? Or do we want to take? I know we have some that may require confidentiality.
I believe that would be a good idea to skip ahead to number four.
Okay, let's skip ahead then to number four under telecommunications, and that is TC06134 in the matter of the filing by Northeast Nebraska Telephone Company for a waiver of ARSD sections 2010, 32, 52, 53, and 54. And the question today is, shall the commission grant the waiver of ARSD sections 2010, 32, 52 to 54? And who is taking that for staff?
Karen Kramer with staff.
Thank you, Karen.
Thank you. Staff would recommend granting the waiver based on Northeast Nebraska's filing. Along with that, we would ask that they file what they have filed in Nebraska or will file in Nebraska. And then based on the granting of the waiver and what's actually contained in their filing, I believe that the commission can then certify to the FCC and USAC that they will use the money as intended. I talked to Nebraska, and they will be filing their letter, the state of Nebraska, the commission will be filing their letter with the FCC and USAC, if not today, he said by September 19th, so we will be able to get a copy of Northeast Nebraska Telecom's filing with them by then. If you don't want to, if you want to wait until you see their Nebraska filing, they would have that in, and then you could send their name in on September 26th if you want to wait till then. I don't think it's necessary based on what they have filed with us.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from commissioners?
Ms. Kramer, I presume because your recommendation that you've reviewed the requirements of the Nebraska filings and then all of the important information we request is also requested by the state of Nebraska?
It, based on what they have for numbers in South Dakota, it's 0.002% of their overall numbers is what's in South Dakota. They have no wire centers here. I'm guessing they have maybe a handful of customers, and I just want to make sure they're certified somewhere, and it appears that they will be covered this way.
So if so now I presume that there are obviously differences in the data requested by the states, but that those differences are not large enough for us to raise concern when there are so few South Dakota customers or no South Dakota wire centers? Or
that would be correct. It just is not a big enough difference. Theirs is a state universal. I believe theirs was, yeah, Nebraska had a state one. And so theirs is a little different. But overall, in the broad brush, it is what we asked for is covered.
So the bottom line is, at least from staff perspective, all of the information that we feel like we've got to have to be able to make the certification is contained. They are required to file with Nebraska.
Correct. And what they have filed with us, they have filed the affidavit that they will use the monies appropriately, and that certainly appears to be the case.
Okay, great. Thank you.
And I've never done a side-by-side comparison. I know that Nebraska has, at least what I've heard from commissioners there, is that they're probably more strict in some respects than the federal standards anyway with the state standards.
That's what they told me, too. That's what Nebraska, when I talked to them, they felt that they had a very thorough look at them.
Any other questions or comments from commissioners? Seeing none, I would move that we grant the waivers of ARSD sections 2010, 32, 52, 53, and 54 subject to staff's recommendations.
Second.
Next on the agenda under telecom number 5 is TC06133 in the matter of the filing by Three River Telco for a waiver of ARSD sections 2010, 32, 52, 53, and 54. And the question today is, shall the commission grant the waiver of ARSD sections 2010, 32, 52 to 54? Deja vu.
It is, and my comments would be the same. You know, we've looked at them. We believe that you can grant the waiver based on their filing, have them again file with us what they're filing with Nebraska, and that based on what they have put in their filing to us and the waiver, we can certify to the FCC and USAC.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from commissioners? Seeing none, I'd move that the commission grant the waiver of ARSD sections 2010, 32, 52, 53, and 54 subject to staff's recommendation.
I concur.
Next is number 6 under telecommunications, TC06142, in the matter of the request of Heartland Telecommunications Company of Iowa doing business as Hickory Tech for a certification regarding its use of federal universal service support. And the question today is, shall the commission grant the waiver of ARSD section 2010, 32, 53, and shall the commission provide a certification to the Federal Communications Commission and to the Universal Service Administration Company regarding the plan for the use of federal universal service support as proposed? Mr. Best.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Staff would recommend that the commission grant the waiver of ARSD 2010-3253, that is the requirement that the company file by August 1st. As you may recall, in docket TC06078, they had requested a waiver of the administrative rules that they would file what the Iowa Utility Board had granted them for approval. They decided they could not wait on the Iowa Utility Board, so that docket was dismissed, and then they did file in 142 where they have requested the waiver of the filing date. And staff would recommend that the commission grant certification to the FCC and to the Universal Service Administration Company, as the company is using the funds in the appropriate manner. And they did file in accordance with our new administrative rules 53 and 54.
Thank you. And just to make sure I have it right, you didn't recommend any sort of additional conditions, just grant the waiver and provide the certification?
Yes.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from commissioners?
I just had one question. Did they file a two-year plan, though, for 2008?
They did not file 2008. What they did respond was to my question to them to submit an estimated 2008 improvements. Their response was that they have not yet entered into a planning cycle for 2008 and are unable to report the improvements for 2008. So what they submitted was for 06 and 07.
So I guess the question is whether the commissioners would want them to actually submit a plan for 2008 in addition to 2007.
Those are the rules.
it calls for a two-year plan. But I don't know how many customers they have in South Dakota.
They have no central offices in South Dakota. The South Dakota customers are served out of central offices out of Hayward and Akron. I believe there's probably what this states is that they – South Dakota represents approximately 2% of their access lines. So it'd be approximately probably 200 customers.
Mr. Best, does the staff have a recommendation given the incomplete information submitted by Heartland? Hickory Tech?
In that the company has not yet entered into a planning cycle for 2008. It's hard to tell them to do something if they haven't entered into the cycle already. Maybe when they have to file again in June, they will have gone out beyond. They may not even have 08 at that point either when they filed June of 07.
Well, and I do know that myself and I believe the other commissioners knew that there was, you know, some bureaucratic burden by imposing a two-year build-out plan, understanding they can be very flexible. But I actually thought the other providers, by and large, did a very good job of giving the commission an idea of what they plan to do in year two while making the typical disclaimers that this is subject to change and this is just our crystal ball kind of guess. And I would be rather reticent about making a certification for Hickory Tech when they have not complied with the rules and when they have not provided the same information that other providers that presumably will certify today have done. With that, Mr. Chairman, I mean, we sort of have two motions before us. I mean, if it's appropriate, I guess I would grant the waiver of ARSD Section 2010-3253 just so that they can, you know, they didn't get their information in by August 1, so it seems to me as though we need to do at least that.
Second.
And I concur.
And with that, I would move that we defer action on this item until such time as staff can follow up with Heartland Telecommunications Company.
Second.
And I concur. Next item, number 7, TC06148, in the matter of the request of Jefferson Telephone Company for certification regarding its use of federal universal service support. And the question today is, shall the Commission grant the waiver of ARSD Section 2010-3253, and shall the Commission provide a certification to the Federal Communications Commission and to the Universal Service Administration Company regarding the plan for the use of federal universal service support as proposed? And who's taking this one for staff?
This is Harlan Best.
Thank you.
The company is requesting a waiver of the filing deadline of August 1, which staff would recommend that the commission grant. And the staff would also recommend that the company file certification of the plan of the use of federal universal service support to the FCC and to the Universal Service Administration Company.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from commissioners or advisors?
I will move that the commission grant the waiver of ARSD section 2010-3253 and the commission provides a certification to the Federal Communications Commission, to the Universal Service Administration Company, regarding the plan for the use of the Federal Universal Services support as proposed.
Second.
And I concur. Next item, number 8, under telecommunications, TC06151, in the matter of the application of RT Communications, Inc. for an extension to file a certification regarding its use of Federal Universal Service support. And the question today is, shall the commission grant an extension to file the certification regarding the use of Federal Universal Service support? Staff?
Thank you. This is Karen Kramer. Staff would recommend granting the extension, and I would note that they have already filed what they're asking an extension for in TC06155, but I think this will just make it complete by giving them the extension.
Thank you. I move that we grant the extension.
Second.
Concur.
Next item under administration in the matter of the amendment to a contract with Dr. Michael K. Madden. The question today is, shall the commission approve an amendment to the contract? Ms. Forney.
Good morning, gentlemen. There was a contract that was entered into with Dr. Madden with regards to the Big Stone 2 project, and the original contract amount for that was $20,000. Since that point, we have received billing from Dr. Madden in excess of the original $20,000 contract. The excess is $3,189.83. The additional billing is a result of work that was done in addition to the original contracted work. He was asked to go kind of above and beyond what we had originally asked him to do, and thus the billings were a bit higher. And so what staff is doing here is asking the commissioners to go ahead and amend the contract amount to include that $3,189.83 requested by Dr. Madden for the additional services, and staff is available to answer questions on what services were requested.
Do you know if there's any other bills or billings? I mean,
that's
should we do it by this bare minimum, or should we just have authorize $5,000 and you know whatever he thinks appropriate? But
it's up to you. He does say this is his final billing that I've received, so I believe that we won't be receiving any additional service requests from him. So my opinion is that you can just do the $3,189.83 and call it good.
Move for approval.
At the amount $3,189.83? That's right. Cap that, baby. Second.
And I concur. That takes us back to the completes the docket, except for the item that we skipped under telecommunications, which was Number three, in the matter of the request for certification regarding use of Federal Universal Service support in dockets TC06, 100, 101, 105, 106, 107, 108, 109, 110, 111, 112, 113, 114, 115, 117, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 43, and 46. And I'm going to look to staff. I believe the recommendation is to take TC06100 and TC06101 and TC06126. Is that correct? Towards the end?
Yes, and I think I would add to that TC06131 and, let's see, where's TC06140? They might get into some confidential. I'm not sure yet.
All right, so the question today is, shall the commission provide a certification to the Federal Communications Commission and to the Universal Service Administration Company regarding the plan for the use of Federal Universal Service support as proposed in each of the above dockets? So let's take the all the dockets previously listed, less the five, which are 140, 131, 126, 101, and 100 first. Is that appropriate?
Yes.
All right. Mr. Chairman, I think that's fine. If I don't know how you intend to proceed, but if somebody's going to make a motion, you know, en masse, I might just – I have additional discussion and questions 143 and 146, not confidential, but
– okay.
But I wouldn't want to motion be made until I –
okay, why don't we do this? Let's hear from staff, and then we'll go – then I'll note that, and then we can come back on 143, 146, and whatever ones the commission may have questions on other than those five, and then we'll take the five and see if we need to move into executive session because of confidentiality issues. So why don't we hear from staff, and certainly staff, tailor your comments accordingly. If you have non-confidential comments that can be made related to other of these, some of these other dockets, feel free to. If not, the ones we will be teeing up for the first motion will be all the dockets less those five listed. So, Mr. Best, fire away.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I will recommend deferral of TC-06-131 and TC-06-143. These two companies have not yet responded to staff's data request.
So that's 131 and 143?
Yes. Okay. Swiftel PCS and is 131, 143 is Farmers Mutual.
Okay. Why don't we do this, if the commissioners don't mind? Let's make a motion on that. I move that we defer TC-06-131 and TC-06-143.
Second. Concur.
All right, so two off the table.
And with that, staff would recommend granting certification of the use of federal universal service support for the companies, the dockets that were not moved to the confidential portion of the discussion.
All right.
And that would be to the FCC and to USAC.
All right. Any questions or comments from commissioners?
There's been a flurry of late mail on this, so I may have missed it, Mr. Best. But 146, that's Citizens. Did they have a 2008 build-out plan?
Cheat sheet downstairs, so I've got to go through all this now.
If it makes you feel any better, Mr. Best, I left my wireless card downstairs, so. And I don't even have the backup paper to look through, so.
see where I asked the question. Now I'm trying to find what their response was.
Well, and I'm, you know, on the affidavit, they do note under, you know, number three, what they'll use the high cost support in 2007 for. Now, granted, that's certainly not a line by line item, but I don't even see a reference to 2008. And again, I almost feel bad having the same rules for these small, for these, you know, foreign companies as I do for those that have, you know, wire centers and a large presence in South Dakota. But it seems to me it's relatively easy to add the number 2008 in there, and that we should try to be consistent with our application of rules.
It seemed like the way in which they responded to the fact that they were to number five within the affidavit. The company has coverage throughout the service area, continue to use the funds to maintain its existing network rather than to construct additional facilities, was their response to their two-year plan. Was they feel they've already built the appropriate central office and outside facilities, so now it's just a matter of maintaining those rather than building additional ones like you see the other companies doing. So in the way I read the second paragraph in number five, is that's their two-year plan rather than doing additional construction. It's just to, in effect, maintain the existing network.
I can see that. It's not particularly explicit, but I do absolutely see, you know, once you sort of put it in context, where they're coming from. Any objection I would have at this point would just be in how they word it, and I certainly don't think that's enough to, in my mind, to hold up the certification. But I'd also look to, you know, Ms. Wiest and others if they think that would cut the mustard, so to speak.
I don't know. The rule requires a two-year plan that describes improvements or upgrades on a wire center basis, and that's what we're going by. If they're not needed in a wire center, that's supposed to explain why they're not needed.
And the way in which they responded was that they're not doing additional because all they're doing is maintaining the present system, and they only have the one central office in South Dakota.
I have no further questions on that docket, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Right now we've taken care of 131 and 143. Are there any additional questions on the dockets that weren't previously excluded from the current discussion? Seeing none, do I have a motion on the dockets? And I guess I'll ask Commissioner Johnson, what do you want to do? What is your recommendation on 146?
If we could pause for just a moment, I've got a question to General Counsel.
Okay.
Thanks for pausing. Mr. Chairman, I'm ready to move forward.
All right. Let's do this. In dockets TC06, 105, 106, 107, 108, 109, 110, 111, 112, 113, 114, 115, 117, 118, 119, 120, 121, 122, 123, 124, 125, 127, 128, 129, 130, 134, 135, 136, 137, 138, 139. I will move that we provide a certification to the Federal Communications Commission and to the Universal Service Administration Company regarding the plan for the use of federal universal service support as proposed in each of these dockets.
Second.
Concur.
Okay, and you may have noted the one we didn't take care of was 146, and Commissioner Johnson, I'd like to see if you have a motion on that.
I don't have any lingering concerns, but I do think that they didn't address the issue quite as explicit. But given the fact that their small presence, they did basically say they don't have any capital improvements planned, and they did give a reason as required by the rule. Their reason is that they are providing adequate service and adequate coverage throughout the service territory. With that, Mr. Chairman, I would move that we do certify to the FCC and USAC for TC06146.
Second.
And I concur. All right, the remaining ones that we have are 100, 101, 126, and 140. Is that correct?
Yes, though I might bring up a couple, even though that was deferred, I might bring up a couple questions on 131 for additional questions.
Do you want to do that first?
That was confidential, though, so
okay.
Wait.
So we'll wait on 131. Any suggestion on which one of these to take, and are we going to get into confidential information, or is it more that we may? Is one more likely than the other?
I think a lot of this, I think, was filed as confidential. So, yes, I think the questions that might come up will be based on confidential information.
Okay. Is your recommendation that we go into executive session to
yes.
discuss the confidential matter now?
Right.
Then I would move that we move into executive session to discuss confidential information in these dockets.
Just a question as far as logistics. I mean, if we're going to clear the phone lines, how will other companies know when to call back in, or do we not have that many folks on the phone line that need to?
Well,
maybe we don't have any. I guess I should review the phone list, but maybe this is just questions for staff.
Well, I think the hard part is that some of these people, obviously, they're online for their particular docket and not for the other ones. Is that what you're getting at, right?
Yeah, I mean, exactly right.
Yeah, Quest, RCC, Altel for sure, right? And then Mr. Wysorek, I don't know if he's representing anyone else in that wireless alliance.
Right. I think Quest and RCC need to stay on the line, and I believe anybody else would have already been approved, so it shouldn't matter if they're not on the line. And then we can come back online to make a vote.
I got a suggestion.
Yes.
What you could do is have everybody that's not involved in the current one off the line, and then you can make a quick announcement, pop onto the internet, make a quick announcement, and have them call back in.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, why don't you just in case, John, you weren't, I don't know if the mic was close enough to you, why don't you just make the recommendations. Does anyone have a problem with that?
So that we don't have people on the line that are not subject to a confidentiality covenant. What I think is a workable procedure is that we figure out which ones to take and have everybody get off that's not a party to that docket. And then we will come back on the internet, listen on the internet, and when it's time for your item, we will announce that on the internet, and then you can call back in.
So if you're listening in if you're participating via phone and you don't have your internet, you better fire it up, right? No. Right. We're going to keep, for each of these dockets, we'll have one person on the line or if one company.
Okay.
And then the other people have to drop, and then we'll cut the internet, then we'll come back on the internet. So I'm going to ask, for those of you out there, on the phone line, do all of you have your internet up?
Mr. Chairman, I just think there are two companies affected, Quest and RCC.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who these people are.
I don't either.
So only one of them really needs the internet.
Okay. Yeah, and I just don't know. We've got 12 people up. Well, 11. I don't know how many of those people are the consultants and so on and so forth who they're there with. Probably should have asked that. So what's your recommendation then? We just have we're going to take the Quest one first. Or the RCC?
Either one is fine. I have no preference.
Colleen, do you mind listening on the internet for a few minutes and popping back on?
No problem. We have it up right now.
Great.
Thank you.
Great. Colleen, then, if you don't mind dropping.
Okay.
Listening. And Colleen, before you drop, we'll have you drop, and then if you don't mind listening to the internet for one to come back on. So, obviously, I'm sure you understand this. We're going to drop the internet so you won't hear anything. Then when you come back on, you'll know that it's time to dial back in. And we appreciate your indulgence.
No problem, Mr. Chairman. Okay. And I also have Larry Cole with me, so we'll be...
Okay, good. Great, thank you. And let's just, if you don't mind, I just want to do a quick roll call. If you're on the phone line, please identify yourself.
Talbo Wiseor. Steve Otto.
All right, so I think we're in good shape then. Gentlemen and those listening in on the internet, I'm going to drop the internet line right now, and so you gentlemen are both with the RCC docket, correct? All right. Well, let's go ahead and do that. I'm going to drop the internet, and then we'll come back on the internet to vote and to let people know that we're done with the confidential session of this particular docket. So bear with me. All right. We have come out of executive session, and for those of you who hopefully are listening in on the internet, you should be able to hear us now. We'll give everybody a couple minutes to join. So if you could dial in if you're still interested in joining and listening to the rest of the commission meeting, please do so at this time. Thank you. All right. I'm going to assume folks that have wanted to join have had the opportunity to join the telephone line, and there may be some that are just listening to now the internet. We have come out of executive session. We have some dockets we still need action on under this item. And our general counsel handed me an additional part of the motion, is, and that's for the Quest docket, right?
Yes.
So if it's okay with my commissioners, fellow commissioners, I'm going to go ahead and read this TC-06-126 motion. So this will be a motion for TC-06-126, correct?
Yes.
And I will move that the commission certify that Quest residential rates in rural areas are reasonably comparable to urban rates nationwide, and that the commission provide a certification to the Federal Communications Commission and to the Universal Service Administration Company regarding the plan for the use of federal universal service support as proposed in this docket.
Second.
Concur.
All right. So now the ones that we have left are 100 and 101. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Did we take action on 140? And 140? The Mid-Continent one?
140, I believe Harlan's going to follow up with a couple questions on 140.
Okay, well, let's go ahead. Should we do 100 or 101 then?
Yes.
All right. I would move that we provide certification to the Federal Communications Commission and to the Universal Service Administration Company regarding the plan for the use of federal universal service support as proposed in dockets TC-06-100 and TC-06-101.
Second.
I concur.
All right. Now, 140 we haven't voted on. Is that correct?
Right. You can either defer it or...
Okay. I'm just going to look. Mr. Best, what are your comments on docket TC-06-140?
Based on the questions that Commission Counsel has, staff would recommend that the Commission defer action on 140 at this time.
All right, I move that we defer action on TC-06140.
And I will be in contact with Mid-Continent so they are aware of what the questions are that Commission Council has.
Second. Concur.
Thank you, and I'll just look, but I believe that concludes everything on our agenda. Is that correct? All right, and thank you very much for those folks who were nice enough to assist us in making sure we kept matters confidential. I appreciate you listening in and making arrangements on your phone participation. Thank you.